Welcome to the Friday, January 10th episode of Briefings with Butts, our 18th episode of the 2024-2025 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrate the incredible work we do and the difference we make in the lives of our students. Well, what a week it has been. Let's go ahead and jump right in. I'd like to congratulate this week's Briefings with Butts trivia winner, Millie Hawley, who is an ENL instructor at North Wayne Elementary. Congratulations, Millie. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and for your team. Also want to wish everyone a very happy new year. I hope you had a wonderful winter break and enjoyed the holiday season with your family and loved ones. It's great to have everyone back, especially in person after this start of this week with all of the weather that we were dealing with. I'm looking forward to all that we're going to accomplish together in 2025. It's been another great week in the MSD of Wayne Township. We had some incredible achievements to celebrate as we concluded the first semester and turned the new year. Congratulations to Mark Zachary IV for being named Indiana Mr. Football. This is a tremendous honor that recognizes his outstanding performance and dedication to the sport. We also found out over break that Mark is one of six finalists for the Franklin D. Watkins Memorial Trophy Award. There will be an award gala in Washington, D.C. in February. Just to be a finalist for this award is an unbelievable accomplishment. It's right up there with the high school Heisman for black athletes. Good luck, Mark, and we're looking forward to hearing more about that in February. Also, a huge congratulations to two of our Ben Davis alumnus. Head coach for the boys basketball team, Don Carlisle, celebrated his 150th win over the break. And Ben Davis alumnus and girls basketball coach, Stan Binge, wait for this, Stan Binge achieved his 700th career win and counting. Congratulations to both Coach Carlisle and Coach Binge on these milestones. Well, Mother Nature welcomed us back from winter break with several inches of snow. I want to extend my heartfelt appreciation to our grounds, maintenance, mechanics, and custodial crews. They worked long hours over the weekend and the beginning of the week to prepare our parking lots and our walkways to make them safe for students and staff to return. Staff showed great flexibility in adjusting to virtual professional development on our first day back on Monday, or braving the roads on Monday for those who were able to come in. And our transportation team did a masterful job navigating the roads as we welcome students back with the first two-hour delay that I can remember in quite some time on Tuesday. And yesterday, we were able to celebrate our District Appreciation Day, recognizing several different employee categories, including paraprofessionals, our interpreters for the deaf, behavior specialists, daycare director, child caregivers, parent liaisons, LAP liaisons, social workers, and our aquatics director. Your dedication and service to our students make a tremendous difference each day, and we greatly appreciate you. Well, it's wonderful that our guest this week is one of our board members because January is School Board Recognition Month. Well, our guest this week is Ben Wakefield, serving in his second term, actually starting his seventh year this month. Very excited to have Mr. Wakefield as our guest to hear about one of our board members, our seventh board member that we've had a chance to interview this year. Welcome, Mr. Wakefield.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
Yeah. So we are talking, of course, to our listening audience, mostly Wayne Township staff, and want them to try to get to know our board members just a little bit better. What can you share with our listeners about your background, about your history?
Yeah. So I live here in Wayne with my wife, and I have three children, one in junior high and two in elementary school. And also living with us right now, we have our two godchildren, one who's also in elementary and one who's still in pre-K right now.
Well, that's absolutely wonderful.
So my wife and I, we moved here in 2009 because I became a pastor over at Lyndhurst Baptist Church, and I've been there ever since. So my first real full-time professional job, and I'm happy to still have it. They still keep me. They haven't got rid of me yet, and I get to do something I love every single day.
Wow, that was 2009.
2009,
oh, my goodness. And so where were you before you came to Lyndhurst Baptist?
Seminary, college, growing up. We were in the Chicago area, Lombard, when I was in seminary. And really was looking for, after graduation, a place that was really rooted, a church really rooted in the community. I was really interested in being in a place that had their hands and feet into what was going on. And so a lot of great churches I interviewed with, but I loved what they were doing on the west side of Indianapolis and never thought I'd be in Indiana. That was never on my bucket list or dream list, but you know, it's just funny how things happen. I love being here. My kids have been growing up here, and hopefully I'll be here my whole career.
Wow. That'd be wonderful. So you mentioned you're a pastor. You have several of our students who are in your congregation and part of your church, and know that you have an active preschool that you also run from Lyndhurst Baptist. You have a food pantry. You serve dinner for the community. Lots of outreach. How do you blend your role as a pastor with your role as a school board member? Because we know there's the whole debate about separation of church and state, and we've heard a lot of stuff in the news about certain states requiring Bibles in the classroom and religion to be taught in our regular classrooms. How do you juggle? How do you balance that as a pastor and a school board member?
You know, that's a great question. I think for me personally, first off, the two biggest influences in my life were the church and public school. I started out at a private school, and the teachers did a great job, as good as they could, but I had issues. I had some struggles that they could not really address, and so that played out in my early education career, but that also had an effect on my social career. I was not the most popular child with my peers because of my struggles. When I attended a public school for the first time in seventh grade, I finally felt validated for who I was.
Wow.
And it came at the same time as I was really experiencing this profound connection with my church and with God. So I think for me, around 12 years old, I had these two very important aspects of my life, faith and education, really validating who I was and really begin forming who I was. And so for me, it seems so natural. When we are in the schools, when we get to do school visits, talking with teachers, talking with staff, the passion and love that they have for the kids, it matches what I preach about every single Sunday, what we're about. And so I have this great opportunity, because sometimes there's this perception from some religious folks that public schools are indoctrinating or trying to mislead children in the wrong way. And I get to have a great conversation saying, you know, those teachers are your brothers and sisters, and they are loving these children. So when you talk bad or when you have these misconceptions about what's happening in the school, those are about your own neighbors. So take some time and let's learn about what's really happening. So I love that part of it. And then also just the opportunity I've had to pray with different teachers who've pulled me aside or who've reached out to me because they knew who I am and be able to connect with them. I just really love it. I have the best job in the world.
Wow. Well, and I've often said that our teachers minister in different ways inside the classroom with the students that they work with. Mm-hmm. You're also a parent. You mentioned that, three children in Wayne Township schools. What's it like to be a parent? Go to a parent-teacher conference as a school board member. I know one school board member alone doesn't have authority, doesn't make decisions. It has to be a quorum. But people know you're a school board member. Treat you a little differently probably when you walk into the building and or into a classroom. What's that feel like? What's it like to be a parent and a school board member?
It's a tightrope because my children constantly remind me not to embarrass them. So I have to walk in very careful about what I say and what I do. And, you know, my wife is awesome. So oftentimes when we're dealing with our children, I'll try to step back knowing my role can kind of maybe influence how people might think or act and really let her take the role. And she's natural in doing that anyways. But I mean, we started with our first child in kindergarten. Really, my wife really hesitant. She grew up in a small community, 50 children in her graduating class. My kindergarten class was 20 people. And so going to a school where you're talking about hundreds was was overwhelming.
Yeah.
And of course, this was before I was on the school board, but we said, we're going to give Wayne a shot. We're going to see what happens. And we loved it. And so I think having those relationships before I was a school board member really helped because, yeah, it can be intimidating when someone says school board member, but we're just people.
And I appreciate that about you. And I know that is the honest answer and that is the honest truth, that you are as humble and as down to earth as anybody that is in Wayne Township. And certainly I know you're that way around everyone. That at least that I have seen and that I have witnessed. And so deeply appreciate that. And I can attest since I've been in the car rider line a few times over at McClellan, you do not get preferential treatment. You still have to wait in line with everybody else when you're dropping off your children over at McClellan.
Absolutely. I had to pick my daughter up late a little bit, and I was past the deadline by a few minutes, and I said the traffic was really bad, and they weren't going to let me do it, but finally they relented, but they had no idea who I was. Yeah. So,
You talked about your wife. Your wife is also in education.
Yes, she works for Avon Schools, so she's in data and reporting, so she gets to see all those numbers, work mm-hmm. with all that data and all those reports. I don't know how she does it. She knows more about what's happening in schools than I do, for sure. She's very intelligent, and she kind of just got in that role by meeting somebody and really dove into it, and her passion is those numbers and really trying to make – she knows when she has good numbers, when it's clean data, that helps educators and help staff administration make better decisions. So she's really, really passionate about making sure those numbers reflect what they're supposed to reflect.
Yeah. We mentioned 7 years on the board, starting your seventh year on the board. We have reorganization meeting coming up next week in which we'll be actually swearing in three board members, our returning board members that we've previously interviewed, Susan Graves and Karen Burke, and then a brand new school board member, Sherry O'Day Marcotte, former assistant superintendent here in the MSD of Wayne Township, open up Bridgeport Elementary School. But what inspired you to run for the board? What was it that said, you know, I want to serve in that way too?
I think that goes back to what I mentioned earlier about how school, public school, was a huge influence on really helping me become who I am. And so I thought for a while about being a teacher, but when I knew that wasn't going to be happening, I wanted to be involved in some way. And so that began just trying to reach out or volunteer in different ways. When my kids started school, there was the host program. So that was something I wanted to be part of when I was able to rearrange my schedule. And so it's always something I thought about how I could be involved. And when I got to a point with my church where I was be able to do a little more, be able to walk away and do a little more few things, I began looking at the school. And at that time, I've been at the church long enough where we had some preschoolers who are now in high school, which I hate to say. And so I thought, what better way to be involved than with our schools? And so there happened to be an opening as I was thinking how I could do that on the board. And I thought, well, this might be an opportunity to do it. Really thought I knew exactly what I was getting into. Realized, I think after my first meeting, you sent in some homework, some reading, which was hundreds of pages. I thought I was being hazed and realized, no, there's all this stuff to it. And so the board members I've had the privilege of serving with, and of course serving with you and the administration, has been a huge blessing. It makes it fun. It makes it enjoyable. It makes it fills you with a sense that you know that something good is happening here. So I think there have been a lot of other places I could have served where I probably wouldn't have made it to a second term or been interested because of the different challenges I know a lot of school districts face, but we have some amazing people here, which makes it really exciting to be part of Wayne.
Yeah. You mentioned that, and I tell people often, I don't take for granted the seven amazing people that we have serving on our school board as we see some of the things happening in other communities and the discourse that happens in other school board meetings and between board members. Our board does a great job of holding the administration accountable, of having high expectations, of making sure that we're doing everything possible to serve our children and be good stewards of our tax dollars, and just wanted to reiterate and to say thank you for all that you do, of course, on the board and the other board members we have. We have time for one more question. I know I have so many questions and wish our podcast was so much longer, but I wanted to come back to something you said about when you came to public school in seventh grade. And we know that one of our pillars, one of our focus areas in our strategic plan is belonging, student belonging. And that's where you found belonging, was when you came to public school in the seventh grade. What was it about that year? What was it about that school that really made you feel like you belonged?
That's a great question. I think a lot of it for me was, of course, you know, there's a lot of changes happening when you're 12.
That's right.
I was a little annoying kid, I think, for a while.
We all were.
So there's that chance of starting over. But my teacher, my literature teacher, English teacher, Miss Hunt, I remember walking into her class, and she had a library. I'd never seen a library in a classroom before. And part of every day was grabbing a book and reading it. And I found that I loved reading and I was pretty okay at it. And I think that began to build my confidence. I remember early on we had a paper to write, and I can't remember exactly what the assignment was, but I remember writing it and I remember her just boasting about it, about how good it was. I've never had that experience before in my entire life. So that was huge, but also the opportunities that public schools can offer, sports, extracurriculars in many ways. I was able to find my niche and my people because there was more opportunities, because there were more kids, I was be able to do that. So, both socially and academically, I think that school was able to offer me right where I was at, exactly what I needed.
Yeah, something we try to do with all of our students. Thank you for sharing that. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest today has been second-term school board member, Wayne Township resident, Wayne Township parent, pastor here on the west side of Indianapolis, Lyndhurst Baptist Church, Mr. Ben Wakefield. Thank you, Mr. Wakefield, for being our guest.
Thank you, Dr. Butts. It was a blast.
Well, coming up, good luck to our Ben Davis boys and girls basketball teams in tonight's away games against North Central, and best wishes to our boys basketball team as they face George Washington at home on Saturday. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in for our next episode for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission and vision. It's the reason why we're here. Our mission, to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision, to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.